soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, Sounding the Alarm on March 16, 2012. The world is mad. The world is crazy, drunk with the wine of the wrath of the fornication of the great harlot Babylon. Mystery. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, has given a cup of iniquity full of abominations and filth, and given it to the world to drink, and the world has downed it, every drop of the cup. It is absolutely insanely crazy. I was reading today from the scriptures in the book of Revelations, chapter 16 and 17, and I was so struck as God pours out his wrath without dilution, without mixture, because he had given his own son to die for the sins of the world, and the proclamation of the gospel has gone forth here and there throughout all the world. And the world, for the most part, has rejected the Lord. This is why it's so important to view everything from God's perspective and not from a human perspective, not from an emotional perspective, not from a socially acceptable, lovey-dovey, passive, false appreciation for love, because people don't understand what love is. They think that niceness is love, but they don't understand God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. God's a great king, great God, and he gave his only begotten son. He only had one. It was a great cost to redeem man, and God had determined to do this before the foundation of the world. He called us to be in his son, and Jesus Christ himself was crucified from the foundation of the world. It's an amazing thing. So God has ordained that his word would be manifested by proclamation, declaring the word as people share the word of God. But the Lord has been rejected. Jesus has not been believed upon for the most part, and people hold back the truth in hypocrisy. They play a religious game. They use the Lord. They abuse the Lord. They mistreat the Lord. They've lost sight of the Lord. They think he doesn't see. They think he doesn't hear. They think he won't do anything. But the time is coming when God surely will act. He is acting. God's sending conviction of the Holy Spirit. He's pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And we're going to see great signs and wonders in the earth and in the heavens as these last days are being fulfilled and being played out in our lives, with the economy, with the earth, with earthquakes and famines and weird weather, with the societies becoming rebellious, the government's becoming tyrannical and oppressive, people losing their rights because God had given freedom. God had desired that men would live in peace, loving him, trusting him. But the clock is ticking, and God's going to reveal his wrath. I'm concerned about the harlotry that's in the earth today. The world it's horrified. And I mean whore, W-H-O-R-E, ified. What's gone on is the women particularly have been sexually perverted by being pushed into a iniquitous sexual rebellion against the Lord, that they become defiled against God. And men that have participated in this, of course. But women with women, men with men, men with women, women with men, men with women, whatever. We're even worse. That it's such an abomination. And this is one of the things the scripture speaks about. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to fear the Lord. And when God was going to judge Jerusalem, he sent angels to mark those that were grieved by the abominations that were in the earth. Are you grieved today by what's going on in the world? Are you grieved by the harlotry, the pornography, the sexual immorality that's in the world today? Or do you just, are you participating in it? Are you okay with it? Or does it just absolutely grieve you? For those that are grieved, you're being marked by the Lord to be spared from his judgments. But those that are involved and have lost their savor of their salt, you're good for nothing with the Lord. You're absolutely worthless. And the Bible says that the salt, when it's lost its savor, is good for nothing. It'll be thrown out, cast out, and men will trample it underfoot. Worthless. I'm looking at Revelation chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials, or some versions say bowls, of the wrath of God upon the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is coming when this particular scripture will be fulfilled, when God has ordained an angel, a messenger, a holy creature that's been called, chosen by God to pour out this wrath of his holiness, his wrath into the earth. The first went, poured out his bowl upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his bowl upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his bowl upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, you're righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because you've judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for they're worthy. Ladies and gentlemen, as this time comes to pass, realize that there will have been a great slaughter of sons and daughters and children of God that loved Jesus, that loved the Father, that had clean garments, that were called, that were chosen, that were faithful, and they laid down their life, they picked up their cross daily, they obeyed the voice of their Lord and Shepherd, kept the commandments that he was speaking to them. And they were martyred, killed for his sake. So the Lord gives them blood to drink. I heard the angel of the water say, you are righteous, O Lord, which are and was and shall be, because you have judged us. See, God's judgment is right. It's holy. It's pure. It's appropriate. And so many in the religious world today have no understanding of God's righteous judgment. They ask God not to judge. Now, the time comes when it must be done. God's character demands it. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets. You've given them blood to drink, for they're worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. The fifth angel poured out his bowl upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth, and of the whole world, to gather them to battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. He gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. This is very interesting because what we have right now are uprisings in the Middle East, Egypt, Libya, Somalia, different regions, Syria. Israel will once be surrounded by the armies of the world, as Jesus had said, but the Lord will come with his saints, and they will behold him whom they've pierced, and cry and believe. There'll be a remnant of those that will literally believe upon Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Praise the Lord. God's setting the stage to put it into the hearts of the kings for these things to be fulfilled, and the great delusional spirits that are in the dragon, the mouth of the beast, and the false prophet. They delude the kings of the earth, the whole world, it says, to gather them together. And this will be the sign. The river of Euphrates will be dried up, and the kings of the east will come. So watch. Pray. The Lord said, I come as a thief. If you're not watching, you'll be caught off guard. If you're watching, you'll see it. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air. There came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. The cities of the nations fell, and the great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Revelations chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven bowls, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show you unto you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. I stopped to ponder this. The stage is set. These things are being fulfilled in our day. The absolute abominable sexual immorality of the earth is a high stench to God. It has arisen to the heavens. The kings, the political leaders of the world are involved. And the people of the world are drunk. They're crazy. They're mad. They're insane. And they refuse to repent. They think it's funny. They think God is a mockery. He carried me away in the spirit unto the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. The angel said unto me, Wherefore did you marvel? I'll tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and 10 horns. Ladies and gentlemen, this Babylon is a disgusting harlot. And she has great power and influence throughout all the world. She sits upon many waters. All the nations are affected, influenced by her. And the world is insane, crazy. Just as we see today. She opposes the holy ones of God. She drinks their blood. She's martyred them. She's killed them. She's persecuted them and opposed them. The beast that you saw was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. You understand there's people called and people not called by God? You understand that Jesus prayed in John 17, he prayed for his own, but he did not pray for the world, those that would not believe, that were not called, that were not chosen. Here's the mind, which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits. There are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, 1 is, the other is not yet come, and when he comes, he must continue a short space. And the beast what that was and is not, even is, he is the 8th of the 7, goes into perdition. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive a power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have 1 mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They give their allegiance, they give their alliance, a very short space of time in the earth. The beast only rules for 42 months. This government of the world, a world government, a new world order, is only going to endure a short time. And a stone made without hands, according to the prophecy of Daniel, will come and strike this kingdom, strike this image, and defeat it and destroy it. And God is gathering them into the battle of Armageddon. Who are these deluded ones that are intoxicated with the wine of wrath of fornication will seek to make battle with God and the Lord Jesus Christ? These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. He said unto me, The waters which you saw where the horse sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. That word nations is ethnos. It's special people, ethnic people. The waters you saw where the horse sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, ethnos, and tongues. It's worldwide. And the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. These 10 kings that come one hour, a very short time, with the beast, hate Babylon. Hate the one that's influenced the world. Hate the one that had great influence over world leaders. Hate her. Babylon rides the beast. The beast is carrying the whore, but these 10 kings, when it comes about, when the God's will is set, they hate Babylon. They make her desolate, naked, and they eat her flesh and burn her with fire. We see right now going on in the United States a stripping, a robbery, a thievery going on by world leaders, men, that hate the people, that hate the harlot. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth.